Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. Hey, we hope everyone had a rocking good time this past Sunday, and we hope the Climb Message Series inspired and motivated you to get on or stay on whatever climb God has you on today. You know, after Chuck and I finished the AT climb, we took time to ponder on, think about what we learned, and we came up with at least four key learnings that I wanted to share with you guys. The first was to depend on Him throughout the climb. Throughout the tough parts of our AT climb, we prayed and prayed some more, and when we reached a particularly scenic part of the trail, we took time to thank Him for His creation. And every evening and morning, we prayed over our food and thanked Him for the day that just ended or the day that was about to begin. And through His power, grace, and majestic creations, we were able to persevere through the tough times and really enjoy the down times. As Christ followers, our greatest desire should be to have a one-on-one relationship with Jesus and depend more and more on Him and less on ourselves, our own understanding, and the circumstances around us. The second key learning was depend on those He places in your path. There were times where I was ready to quit, but Chuck urged me on, and there were also times when Chuck was ready to pack it in, and I encouraged him to keep moving forward. We also learned to take advice of the people that we came across on our climbs, people that had been there and done this before. I remember two senior ladies we crossed paths with, and they were really, really kind ladies. And one of the ladies told us, "It's the smiles, not the miles." So throughout the rest of the hike, we would tell each other, "It's the smiles, not the miles," and then have a really good laugh about it. So when you are going through tough times or even good times, it's important for you and me to seek out and gain godly wisdom from those He has placed in your path and recognize they are there for your good and to accomplish His will for your climbs. So depend on those He places in your path. The third key learning was climb at a pace that works for you. As we learned, the first day of the hike, we severely underestimated the difficulty and our own physical limitations. So the next day, we slowed down, adjusted our goals, and as a result, our climb became much more fulfilling. Sometimes in our life climbs, we move forward and get ahead of God, and sometimes we don't move at all when God is urging us to move forward. It's important for us to seek His direction, His perfect timing, and go at a pace that He intends for each of us individually. So climb at a pace that works for you. And finally, you experience real growth when you get on and stay on the climb. Before we began the AT climb, Chuck and I asked many people about the hike. We researched the pending climb. We bought the right equipment, but we didn't really learn and grow like we needed to until we actually started climbing. You and I cannot learn, cannot grow by sitting on the sidelines of any life climb. If you have to actually start climbing, or we have to actually start climbing, and you know, today some of us may be sitting on the sidelines by only attending a worship service every so often. Some may be sitting on the sidelines by choosing not to participate in small groups. Some of us may not be giving back financially to God's work at SHC or Sugar Hill Church. And some of us leave it to others to serve in one of the Sugar Hill Church ministries or within one of its many ministry partners. But remember, we will never, never, never experience real growth in the Lord until we get and stay on the climbs He has for us. So for this season, we really wanted to urge and encourage you to become more intentional and consistent in depending on Him, depending on those He places in your path, going at a pace that works best for you, and experience real growth by getting on and staying on the climbs He has for you. Okay, so this is my final podcast for the Climb Message Series. Chuck, Bobby, and I very much hope you have enjoyed and been inspired by the messages, by the worship time, by the podcast and blogs. And, you know, if you want to revisit any of these, any of the messages, any of the podcasts or the blogs, you can go to sugarhill.church/theclimb. Again, that's sugarhill.church/theclimb. All right, thanks again for listening to these weekly podcasts. I pray the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling, and I hope to see you guys this Sunday. You really don't want to miss the start of the next message series, which is entitled For the Love Of. Okay, guys, see you soon. Bye now.